This is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. This is Ashlyn Dave, and I'd like to thank you for coming along, whether you downloaded the show or subscribed to it, or just happened to stumble upon it while you were surfing the internet. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the show, and let's go ahead and join my run in progress.
Well, I got some new shoes. My other ones, I actually got the same make and model, A6 2130s. Last pair I just finished up with, I think, had 330 miles on them, and my feet were starting to feel flat, so went ahead and got some more, the exact same color. I got them from Zappos.com, and the reason I like Zappos.com is that they have your size, they have the color you want, and you basically get it the next day. Now, shipping's free. I think I've ordered 3 pairs of shoes from them, and 2 of the 3 I got the next day. And I think I ordered in the evening. Pretty remarkable. $81 for A6 2130s, no tax, no shipping. A lot better than going down to the store and end up with a color you don't want and a model you don't want. My feet feel pretty good. It's actually my second or third run on these new shoes. I think it's my third run. And I did 10 on this past Saturday, 8 on Sunday. It was a quote cycle down week for my back-to-back long runs. And this week is ramping up big time. I've got 8 today, 8 and 4 some other days of the week. It's a little bit of a tight week, so I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. 22 Saturday, 10 on Sunday. Huge long run sandwich. The only problem is that I got other stuff going on this week in my life. Not really a problem. I mean, Lent starts, so I've got, today's Fat Tuesday, so I've got an activity tonight. Trying to get my run in before 6 p.m., which is hard to do. I'm about just over 3 miles in to an 8-miler. I've got to fit in 4 miles somehow, and 8 miles somehow with Ash Wednesday. And then Thursday we've got an event at my daughter's school because I want to keep Friday as a rest day. Kind of make that long run sandwich with the rest day on either side. And then to further complicate matters, oh, it's a 52 mile goal week. Whew, heavy, most I've ever done. I'll talk about that in a minute. I'm on call starting Friday, so I might end up working all weekend instead of running. So being on call means I kind of have to be able to be en route to a specified location within 30 minutes, which means I can't get too far from home where I can get home, change, and be en route all within 30 minutes. Kind of an unwritten rule. But so when I try my 22 miler on Saturday, it's going to be just kind of laps around the block, or I'll stretch it out a little bit near my house. Although, since I've been training these long distances when I have been on call, I don't think I've ever gotten called in while I'm out on a double digit run. It's happened when I've gotten back and the phone has rang. I have to carry a cell phone. It has rang and I've talked on it while running. Sometimes there are advice calls. So, we'll see if I get to 52. Now, the program I'm following for the Sterling Gym Race on May 2nd is actually a 50-mile training program, meaning the mileage that I'm following, if I do it right, would theoretically prepare my body for a 50-mile race. So I kind of thought if I, because I couldn't find a 40-mile training program anywhere specific to that. So, and with the thought that there's a slight possibility that in the future I would do a 50-mile, or if I was to make it through this training and made the, you know, completed the Sterling Gym, which is actually, I think, 41 miles. You know, if you do 41, you can do 50, right? Yeah, right. So, but I told myself that I would modify it as necessary, as my body rebels or breaks down, because I'm not going to force the mileage on my body and hurt myself intentionally. I had to back it down 2 weeks ago for that very reason, and that's what I did. But it kind of ramps up again real quick, and here I am on the verge of a 52-mile week. So that's 8 miles, 8 miles, 4 miles, 22 miles, and 10 miles. I believe that adds up to 52. Now, I should be able to get it in during the week, the necessary miles. But the weekend's up in the air because of my work schedule, so I have to see how that goes. Now, I got an email from Rich, which kind of triggered some thoughts. And that's just running the same miles over and over. Now, I've heard other people talk about how your miles should be quality, and I don't count my miles and that kind of stuff. Well, I try to make my runs on the weekend, you know, quality miles, because I have more time. But during the week, it's really just a matter of putting the feet down on the pavement and covering the distance, and getting the body in that maintenance mode. And sometimes there's crap, and you gotta squeeze in, or you gotta run faster than you normally would because you have a short period of time. You might just run the same route you've always done just to get it over with. Just the alternative is to skip it, and sometimes you don't have a whole lot of time to get your iPod all set up with great songs and great podcasts. Every run is not the best one ever. Sometimes they're just what they are. A maintenance run, just like having meals. Just putting the miles down because that's what's in your program. And if you were to skip it or not, you know, just say, well, you know what? I don't feel that good today. I'm not going to even run at all. What if you feel that way the next day too? And the next day, eventually, it becomes easy to skip a training run. And whatever goal you have or whatever you're training for, that'll slowly slip away. In my opinion, at least for me, I did not feel like running today. But I came out here, and the first mile and a half was actually kind of, well, painful. My knees were hurting, especially my right knee. But it went away. And here I am, almost 4 miles in, feeling pretty good now. And I'm glad I got out here. Kind of hard to find a new reason to run every time. Sometimes it's just coming out here and doing the miles and, you know, looking at your watch, seeing how far you got to go. Sure, everybody's had runs like that. And then other days, you can't believe how easy the miles slip away. Now, yeah, I'm pretty focused on miles because that's what my training program gives me. It doesn't necessarily give me, you know, time, except for, I think, one of the longest runs in the training program. It specifies a 4-hour long run. I might be getting confused with another program, or a 31 miler, which I thought was interesting. So today, just really doing the same thing over. And the reason I bring all that up is because me and Rich exchanged emails, and he was commenting on my last show about how sometimes running is just the same thing over and over. That's how life is sometimes. If you're lucky enough to have a job where things are a little bit different each day, that's cool, but some people go to the same thing day after day. So same factory line, do the same thing, and you know they watch the clock because they're on breaks, they're on lunch schedules. Sometimes running is like that. It's just the same thing over and over and over. Same thing. Same route. Same water bottle. Hell, some people even wear the same clothes probably. I try to change my clothes up a little bit. And the same shoes. Maybe even the same music on your iPod. And I think that's okay. As long as you try to spice it up here and there. Alright, I'm at an intersection now where I doubt I'll ever get across. Alright, I've been talking with Tom. He's my partner for the big race in May. And we have not got a commitment from Brian, who is going to help us drive our vehicle, kind of be our crew, one-person crew. And we haven't really put a lot of pressure on him because it's a long way to go. I've already put in for the Friday and the Monday around that weekend. I guess at some point we've got to get an answer from him because if he can't do it, we're going to have to find somebody. And it's a lot to ask somebody to go away for 2 nights, 9 hours. And then once you get there, you basically want them to serve you. So I'm not really sure what to do. I don't know if there's people that are there that you can donate to a charity or something and they'll help you. I don't know. But we're going to need somebody. I was thinking about asking my Team Incognito running group, because I don't think there's anything going on that weekend. But it's a lot to ask of people that might have a family or might not be as into it as you are. And I don't know. We had some, got to do some thinking on that because we're both registered. I was checking out the website. It's the field has been expanded to 100 people. So it looks like it's going to be a little bigger than anticipated, which was 50. And I was looking at everybody's marathon times. I think I have the slowest marathon time. So there's a chance I'll come in last. You can tell I'm running the same thing today that I already have. Because I just passed the same guy that rides his bike every afternoon. Wearing the same outfit, at least in cold weather. He wears a baseball helmet with ear covers on both sides. Sunglasses. Except the baseball helmet is like a silver pot. And a Carhartt work coat and jeans. He never says hello, he just waves. And he's got work gloves that he wears. I don't think he's coming home from work. Because, well, you know what? He could be. I don't know where he'd work. I always see him in the same place. Right here along Railroad Avenue. So I guess that's proof that I'm running the same thing every day. I've seen him all the time. I'll ask him his name one of these days. See if he speaks. Alright, I'm on my 5 minute walk break, which I skipped after the first 25 minutes just for time. Really tight today, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get home in time to get a shower to go leave the house by 6. And I know my wife's going to be disappointed if I'm not, but I'm trying. I'm running hard in between the walking, and this is my first walk break. And after this, I should be able to finish up the 8 without walking again. I'm at 5.8 miles, so I should be able to knock out a 10K without any more walking. No, not a 10K. What am I talking about? 2.2 miles. Yeah, I got a little confused. 2.2 miles ought to be pretty easy, about 20 minutes worth. I'm thinking about this race in May. You know, I check back to the website often to see if they've got any updates, and they do have the entry list. And it's funny that the application asks for your occupation, and everybody puts down something kind of goofy. I put mine as a burden on society. And anyway, part of the application process, or just the registration form, it's not really an application, is you put your, I guess, number of marathons, your number of ultras, and your best marathon finish time. And I was looking at everybody else's, and it looks like mine's the slowest so far. They have a 5 a.m. start time, which I think some people take advantage of that are really slow. But I'm gonna, can't decide whether to do that or the regular 7 a.m. start time, because I don't know if I want to get to the end and watch more people come in, or do I want to be out there while some of the elites pass me, or do I want to just start and let them pass me right at the beginning. But then the flip side of that is that, you know, they want to break down the course and you're still there. So I think I'll ask Jason about that, because I think he's starting early. And he did say I could ask him any questions, so I think I'll do that. I just don't know if starting at 5 in the morning is such a good thing for me. I guess I could run that far in 9 hours. I ran 31 miles in just over 7, and that was hills with lots of walking and trails. This is a road course with hills, and it's 10 more miles, which is probably another 2 hours, so it's probably gonna take me just over 9 hours plus. I think minimum of 9 hours to run 41 miles. So start time of 7 in the morning, 9 hours, oh God, 8 to 4 is 8 hours, so 7 to 4 is 9. So I'll probably finish by 4 p.m. I guess it would still be light outside. Definitely don't want to finish in the dark. Just some food for thought. I always tend to look at the worst case scenario and overanalyze everything, because it's just my nature. Alright, one lap around the track to go, and I think I've got, it's 5:35, so I got just enough time to get home so we can go out and fulfill my family duties. I can't believe I got an 8 mile run and have to work today. I mean, I rolled. I got home right on time, which I usually do. What I do is I go in early in the morning, and that's how I do my extra work or whatever. I'm not really into staying late, but I don't mind going in early just because I have to work, man. That's my time. But pretty much once I get up in the morning, you know, I'm thinking about work. So I don't mind getting in there early. But on the come quitting time, I like to be done. That's just how I roll. Well, no noticeable pain. And I ran this one kind of hard. I'm coming in well in 1:20. I'm not really sure what the pace is. Doesn't really matter. It's less than a 10-minute mile. And probably could have used another little walk break, but I didn't do it, but I could have used it. Anyway, I like my new shoes. It's not dark out yet. Feeling pretty good. Glad I got out here. It's funny how your legs can just do this automatically without even thinking. I forgot to wear my heart rate monitor, but I should have. I bet my heart rate was a little elevated today. And that's 8 miles, and I'm done.
Okay, let's check on the email bag this week. It was a little light. I had a very nice email from Cindy, and Cindy has her own blog at Run With Me. I think it's, well, anyway, the link is on, I can't remember what the link is, but it's on my page. You go to ashlanddave.podbean.com and go to the sidebar, links on the right, you'll find it. It's called Run With Me, It's a pretty cool blog. Cindy is going to do a fall marathon, I believe, and she is actually going to be training a group of friends for a 5K at the end of May. She's going to start doing that coaching at the end of March, and I think that's great. Coaching is can be very rewarding, especially if it's people who are beginners, and Cindy indicated that the people are not runners right now, so they're going to be training once a week. And then they're all going to do a race together at the end of May, which is a 5K. And Cindy's never done anything like that before, so you'll have a lot of fun doing that, Cindy. Sometimes you have to, you know, wait around a little bit at the end for the slowest people. But seeing everybody finish on race day, especially when it's the first time they did it, and whether it's a long race or a short race, it really doesn't matter. Someone is being athletic with the body that they have, and that's really the best thing that anybody can do, is accept what they have and try to do the best they can. So hopefully you will encourage some people to keep fitness as part of their regular lifestyle. I think it's great, and appreciate the email. Cindy also did a marathon relay with, I think, her brother and a couple other people, and their team broke 4 hours, 3 hours and 50 minutes in the marathon relay. I can't remember which race it was. But she's got it all on her blog, and it's a pretty cool blog. She updates it every couple days, and check it out. It's called Run With Me, and you can find it. Find a link on my. I put a link in the show notes once I find it. Be a little silly that I can't think of it at the moment, but anyway, I'll definitely have that in the show notes. The next email I got was from Matt, and Matt is got his own podcast at RunDiggerRun.com. Or I think it's RunDiggerRun.com. You can also search on iTunes, just Run Digger Run, and D-I-G-G-E-R. The reason I wanted to call your attention to Matt's podcast, he's only got a couple episodes out, but it's pretty cool. And he runs up in the Washington, D.C. area. And I listened to one of his shows last week, and he's got a little segment in there called You Are Here. And he was talking about the Arlington Memorial Bridge, and while he was standing on it, and he clearly had read up on it and had some history about it, and knew some stuff because he's a veteran himself. And I thought it was pretty cool. Since I'm familiar with the D.C. area, generally speaking, I've been up there several times because I don't live too far away, I kind of knew what he was talking about, and it was kind of cool to be all the way down here and just knowing what he was talking about. So check out Matt's podcast at RunDiggerRun.com. And or it's RunDiggerRun.blogspot.com. Sorry about that, Matt. And you can also search for that in iTunes, and I will have a link to that in the show notes of this show. So check that out. It's a pretty good podcast. A couple other podcasts, Runner's Roundtable and Runner's Lounge. I've been in contact with the people at Runner's Roundtable, Tony, and I think I'm going to try to get on that for one of their open mic nights. I've listened to some of the shows and some of the different podcasters have been on it, and it's just kind of a back and forth talking about running and whatnot, and I think it's a pretty cool idea. I want to try to do it through an interface in my computer. They use TalkShoe, and I had used Skype before to, we had used that at our house to talk to my wife's brother in Italy, and which is just, the technology is unbelievable, but I'm going to try the TalkShoe interface instead of calling in on the phone, and I'll see how that works. So you might hear me on a future show of Runner's Roundtable if you haven't heard that. And also, I've been contacted by another Matt at Runner's Lounge, and I think I'm going to try to, which is really cool. He reached out to me, and he's going to try to get me on his show, and that'll be in a couple weeks. So, a couple things to look at. I'll have links to those in the show notes as well. And you can check those podcasts out. It's pretty cool. And you can check out all podcasts at the at Nigel's site, which is runningpodcast.org. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. I got an email from Rich. Rich is from the Woodlands, Texas. And he said he really liked the commercial that me and my daughter did for the Ashland Railroad Run. That was a lot of fun. We had fun doing that. My daughter kind of, for a while there, had kind of a parallel podcast to mine. We didn't publish it or anything. She just liked recording into the computer. And if you can think back when you were young and maybe the first time you recorded yourself on an audio recorder, it was just, you know, it was really a novelty. It was kind of neat. You know, these days kids don't have cassette recorders. They have a computer that records their voice or a digital recorder. Everything's different. You can even record stuff on a cell phone. I almost said Celica phone. I think it's Celica's a car. So it was kind of funny that, we had a lot of fun doing the commercial, and of course I'll put that at the end of this show. You can listen to that if you haven't heard it yet. But Rich, appreciate the email. I think you're doing the relay next weekend. That's 203 miles. It's the Texas Independence Relay. And Rich's, his relay assignments comes out to about 17 miles total. And so I guess that's, probably 17 miles within, in different segments. So I'm definitely looking forward to that race report, Rich, and I know you'll send one in, and I appreciate that ahead of time. And the last one is from Tom. Tom's my running buddy, and he thought the commercial was good, and he wants me to try to figure out how to put that on the Richmond Roadrunner site so more people can hear it and I can promote the race here in our town. Tom, I'm not really sure how to do that yet. I'll tinker around with it a little bit. I know you can embed videos on that site, but I'm not sure how to embed a single audio recording. I don't have that. Maybe I have to do it separate on my site as a separate show, and then I can maybe embed that specific show. I'll have to tinker around with it some. I'm trying not to spend so much time in front of the computer, but that is an interesting idea, and I'll try to work on that. Tom is going to be running the Sterling Gym with me, and we were shooting some emails back and forth the other day trying to figure out what my finishing time would be, because I had been in contact with Jason and he recommended the 5 a.m. start time. So I think that was since I did the Runcast section of this show. So I don't know what to do. Tom thinks we can do it in 8 hours. I was thinking more like 9 hours, and I definitely don't want people waiting on me at the finish, but I'm just not sure how I would do starting. I mean, I'd have to get up at 3:30 in the morning or something, or 4, to start at 5 a.m., you know, to get my routine down. So I don't know. I have to give that some thought. And Jason, appreciate the info. I will probably send you another email with additional questions. I've been forwarding those to Tom because he's coming out there as well. And I think we do have our crew member, Brian, almost committed. It's a little bit better than earlier when I was saying that he hadn't committed yet. I think he's going to do it. I just got to get the... I just asked him straight out in an email, so... And he gave me kind of a gray response, but it looked a little bit better on the positive side. So that looks like that'll work out. And, of course, I'll have more to say about that in future shows. So this is Ashland Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, and reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.
The 2009 Ashland Rail Road Run. Join us on Saturday, April 4th, for the 31st running of one of Virginia's oldest road races alongside the tracks and through the historic town of Ashland, Virginia, the center of the universe. This race is one of the Virginia's first eco-friendly races and the area's longest running 10K. Special door prizes will be given for those bringing a pair of running shoes to recycle, and a green fair will be held on the lawn of the historic Hanover Arts and Activity Center. Be sure to come to the Center of the Universe on April 4th and race. For more information, go to www.hanoverarts.org and click under News and Happenings. I ran the kids race last year and it was fun. Run Ashland first. See you then.